Thanks so much for taking time out of your day to join us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you learning ways to save more and spend less, and don't let anyone ever rip you off. Clark.com is our main website, and ClarkDeals.com, well, that's where you can go to save money each and every day. Coming up in just a little while in today's Clarkrageous Moment, we do not have debtor's prison in the United States, at least in theory, but yet there are more reports coming out about people ending up in jail for unpaid debts as small as $3. I'm going to fill you in on that. And then later, I got a new deal for you on talking on that phone. I'm going to fill you in. There's a deal that's only going to be around for several more days, and then it is gone with the wind for now. Something is not going away anytime soon. The hassle factor that you and I face because of the massive Equifax hack, whatever. And so the repercussions continue in so many different layers, so many different ways. And something that insults the American people is the do-nothing people in Washington have not lifted a finger to do anything at all to provide any additional protection to you and me as consumers, as we're completely exposed. The members of the House of Representatives think they only represent the people that give them money. And the Trade Association for the Credit Bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, Experian, is doing the rope-a-dope, and they want nothing done that will provide any protection at all to you and me as consumers for what we now face with our reputations potentially in tatters, our ability to borrow money destroyed, our ability to get a job in danger, all because of the Equifax hack. And they're doing nothing. Nothing. So there is change coming potentially, though, from the states, as legislators in state after state have proposed bills that will provide you additional layers of protection for your identity. And I've gone over some of those in the past. I had the privilege just yesterday of testifying in one state capitol for a bill that would make credit freeze in that state free. The state was the state of Georgia. And as I said, when I talked about this in January, I would like to go testify in any state that would like me to come testify about the steps that any of our states can take to fill some of this vacuum from the do-nothing Congress that does not seem to care one lick about what happens to you and me. And so the action is going to have to come from the states. And making credit freezes free is one very useful step. And the reason that's important is that credit freeze is the only technique we have available to prevent criminals over years to come from opening accounts as if they're us. And then we're left to clean up that mess, and that can take months or years. So for us to have to pay to protect our own identity is ridiculous. And credit freeze being free is, at a minimum, what should happen to provide protection to you and me from the depth of this just awful hack at Equifax that was because of their extreme gross negligence. And the thing that startles me is that there's nothing happening at all, it seems, to hold Equifax accountable for having been so reckless and so careless with the deep dive of personal information that they have in their server farms on so many of us that we never gave them permission to build these dossiers on us. In fact, we have no control over that. And one thing I would have wanted the Congress to do would have been to give us the right to prevent these organizations from doing the deep data dives on us, building these dossiers on us, and selling our information off over and over again without our knowledge or permission. What Credit Freeze does is it shuts Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian down from slicing and dicing our information, building these dossiers on us, and selling our information repeatedly. It also prevents a criminal from impersonating us and opening accounts as if they're us, using the credit reporting system as their gateway to be able to do so. If you've not set up Credit Freeze, I strongly recommend you do so, because prevention is the best cure. It's much easier to prevent somebody from impersonating you than it is to clean it up after they've done so. And I've got tons of information on Clark.com, how Credit Freeze works and how to set up one for yourself. If you set it up automated, it's really easy to do. And it's also easy for you to thaw your credit at a time you need to apply for credit somewhere. Les is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Les.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Actually, doing great.
Good. How can I serve you today, Les?
Well, I get to listen to you almost every day for a little while on the way home from taking my wife some supper. And
well, aren't you an incredible husband? So you fix you
trained well.
So you fix your wife dinner and then drive it to her?
She's a pharmacy tech at a local hospital, and since you're delayed over here in Tulsa, I don't get to hear you. You don't come on here until 7, and so I hear you on the way home from taking her dinner every night.
Wow, are you a good cook?
Well, I have help.
Okay.
I take leftovers, or, you know, just we stop by and get something. But anyway, I do take care of her. She's spoiled.
That is really wonderful.
But anyway, I hear you often talk about long-term care.
Oh, what a difficult topic for me to address.
It is. I'm an agent. I've sold long-term care for about 24 years. And you are correct in many ways. I disagree with you on one. I think you ought to lower your age, that you think people should get it till 55 instead of 60. I see a lot of people getting ready to get on Medicare and stuff that have a lot of health issues, and you have to be pretty healthy to get long-term care. I've had people turn down simply because they're overweight. Doesn't have to be a health issue. Now, home health care is a lot easier to get, but you got to look at price, health issues, and everything else. But what I've noticed over the years, and you've talked about this, is the rate increases. Now, most of the rate increases seem to happen when people have inflation protection. Now, on the surface, that sounds like a smart idea. What people mostly do is they're going to start off in your 50s or 60, knowing you're probably not going to need it for 15 years, 20 years down the road. And so you start off a little less than what you need right now, let the inflation protection build up. So when the time comes that you need it, it's going to be there where you want it. But what happens is two things. One, I see people with almost annual rate increases. So when it gets up to the time and they're retired and on a fixed income, they can no longer afford the policy.
100% right. And that is the dilemma that I'll hear from somebody who's had a policy in place 15 or 20 years, and they're left with an impossible choice. The insurer will say, well, we can reduce your coverage by this percent, or we can reduce the number of years of coverage or whatever, and then we'll lower your premiums down
some. And who wins this?
The insurer wins every time.
Every time.
And so what do we do?
All right. First thing is, now, of course, it's going to vary on city, what state, and everything else, but in your area, look at what you need to take care of the needs now. Let's just, as an example, say you need $150 a day, and some people may think, my God, that's a lot. Others are going to look at it, well, that ain't near enough. You could go at $200 a day if you're in a larger metropolitan city, whatever. Multiply it out. This is what you need for today. Now, 15, 20 years from now, let's just add something to it. Let's say it's $150 a day now, which is a little bit better here in Tulsa, but Dallas is $200. So, you know, again, depending on where you live, times 30 days, that's how much? $4,500 a month.
Yeah, or $6,000, depending on the example, right?
Exactly. Now, add some to that. If it over here is $150, say, okay, I want to bump it to $200. So I'm looking at $200 a day, and I'll start it now. Now, if you look at the price, and look, an agent knows the prices. The person that's in front of doesn't have a clue. They need to trust the agent. And I'm sorry, a lot of times the agent's not exactly doing what's right for the client. But the price, if I look at a policy at $100 a day with inflation protection, it's going to cost more than if I write you one for $200 a day without inflation protection.
I got it. And we're running out of time, so hit me quickly with,
okay,
that's the most important thing you want to make sure people know. Buy a bigger daily benefit up front. Give up inflation adjustment, and then you won't have as much bill shock down the road?
That's correct. Not often you're never going to get a rate increase, but they won't be annually, and they won't be near as much.
Well, you know, the biggest problem with the long-term care is that people are living a lot longer and being a lot sicker and needing a lot more care than the insurance industry expected. I think they've got their arms around that now. But that means people coming along now are really getting clobbered with much higher premiums and much less benefit than before. And I really appreciate your perspective, Les, on an alternative to what I've long said about inflation adjustment. And I'm going to take that under advisement. Today's Clark Rageous moment is something that I am just stunned to have to share with you. But there are important lessons in this for you as well. It involves people who owe small debts being locked up in jail for those small debts, something that should not be happening anywhere in these United States.
Scams, ripoffs, outrages. It's a Clark Rageous moment.
USA Today has an extensive story about how in many states, as many as 44, judges are locking people up at the behest of debt collectors for non-payment of very small debts. And USA Today says that even people who have used the bankruptcy court process to set aside a debt are still being locked up by local judges at the request of debt collectors. And the courts in many states, local courts, benefit from fees that are charged when debt collectors go to a judge and try to get a judge to lock somebody up to try to compel them to pay a debt. Debtor's prison is one of the horrors that existed in Britain. And it's something that very early in American history became something we did not do in our country. But unfortunately, it is happening. Now, most often, when people end up getting locked up, it's when they're served a suit that's been filed by a debt collector, and they don't show up in court. Now, as I've said in the past, anytime you are served a suit for a debt that a debt collector is attempting to collect, you must go to court. You must go to court. So what's happening is people are not going. Collector gets a default judgment, and in many states, they're able to then manipulate that judgment into you being arrested and being locked up. it should not be happening. It is unconscionable, but it is happening. And so you need to know there's multiple benefits to showing up in court. Often, when a debt collector files an action in court to go after you about a debt, they have no real valid proof of the debt, the amount, or the rest. They're just going from a reference sheet. Often it'll be a single line item on a printout of accounts they have purchased. It could be in a debt you don't even owe. Could be in a debt outside statute of limitations. If you don't show up in court, it becomes a grant by the court, a default judgment against you, and then it is a legal debt that you can be collected against and you can end up in jail because of. Is that enough reason for you not to ignore a motion, a notice, and show up in court? Now, let me tell you how it plays. Almost nobody ever answers these and shows up in court. When you show up and you say, I dispute the debt, the lawyer representing the collector knows that he or she has no proof anyway, and they'll say, we'd like to dismiss this action against Mr. or Ms. So-and-so. You don't show, you owe, even when you don't, and you could end up behind bars. So remember this, take this to heart, and protect your best interests by showing up before the judge. Otherwise, the judgment goes automatically against you. I'm so glad to welcome you here to the Clark Howard Show, where it's about your empowerment with knowledge that'll help you pack a punch in your wallet. Our website, clark.com, and you can follow me at facebook.com/Clark Howard. So it's weird. There was just a story a week ago that was written by a Wall Street analyst that was so authoritative, saying that we were going to see much higher cell phone bills this year, that the competition was over and that prices were going to go up. So right after that happened, T-Mobile came up with a special that is just good for the next several days, that once you're in it for as long as you want to keep T-Mobile service. But four people on a plan pay $140 a month, $35 a person per line per month for unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data, free Netflix. And so if you're paying for Netflix right now, there's a conversion you do, and then T-Mobile picks up your bill for you. And then free international travel for unlimited data and unlimited texting in most countries in the world for $140 a month. A great, great deal for anybody who travels outside the United States. But if that's not your thing, if you stay in the good old USA and traveling overseas, not part of your life, there are deals right now from the off-brands of the major carriers, because they all have off-brands that are extra cheap. And by comparison, where this T-Mobile deal is better than you get from the others of the big four, the discount brands are really pushing right now four lines for $100 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data. And the off-brands are MetroPCS, Boost Mobile, and Cricket. However, Cricket's four lines for $100 comes with tight restrictions on the value of that unlimited data. So if unlimited data is important to you and getting the lowest possible price is, the plans from Metro or Boost are the best in the marketplace. Again, if international travel is not significant or important to you. If having the lowest possible cell phone bill is what you're really into, there's a little known company called Republic Wireless, which for one person is still the best deal in America. It's $20 a month for unlimited talk and text, and that includes 1 gig of data a month. 1 gig is what would be for a low to low moderate user of data in a month, somebody who's not streaming stuff all the time. You're just checking emails, just doing simple web surfing, then one gig would be plenty, and 20 a month is quite a deal. We have a complete list of the deals available right now from various cell phone carriers for you on our guide at clark.com, or you can also link to it at clarkdeals.com. Donna is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Donna.
Hey, Clark. How are you?
Great. Thank you, Donna. You have a question for me that I usually hear after a natural disaster or when there's concern about any kind of war or anything like that. What are you interested in?
Well, first let me thank you for your for all of your help. You saved me probably, I think, about $700 on our hearing aids. You also told us about the to freeze credit. We've done that. It's great. And it didn't cost us a thing because we're old.
So well, tell me about Thank the you. Hearing aids. What did you end up getting?
It's the top of the line. If I had paid for it out of pocket, it would have been about $6,000. And great hearing aids. They're wonderful. And I had some coverage on my insurance. And then I think I got a $700 discount on the whoever y'all had linked to. I went on your website and got it.
Okay.
And it was just wonderful, and I appreciate it so much. And then having our credit frozen has been a real blessing to make us feel safer. So thank you.
I'm glad about that. And good news for others that are going to be considering hearing aids over the next couple of years. Hearing aids in the United States are going to get much, much, much cheaper.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, because so many people would like to have hearing aids, and they just can't flat out afford them.
Right,
and
right.
The price points of them are going to collapse. So,
that's good news. That's good news.
It is great news.
I have a theory that people don't have dementia; they just cannot hear, and so they answer inappropriately, or they stop communicating. So I think that's wonderful. That's great.
Well, I love that positive thinking, which is interesting. You want to ask me something that's usually based on negative thoughts.
Right, right. We were looking at emergency food, and we've been talking about it for quite a while, but we have looked at a lot of different companies, and, you know, everyone is the best, of course, they say. And we even went to the point where we got a sample sent to us. And, you know, I'm a good Southern cook, so it didn't taste very good to me.
Oh, wait. Emergency food supplies that are going to be able to hold up for a long time?
Right.
They're not going to be tasty. They're only going to be about keeping you alive.
Okay.
Don't expect anybody's food to be something you say, yum, I can't wait to eat this afternoon supply of non-perishable emergency food.
Okay, so that's too much of a great expectation.
That is way too much of a great expectation. It's going to taste, it's going to taste a bit like a cross between sawdust and cardboard.
Right.
That's what the sample tasted like, right?
Well, it was not horrible, but it just, you know, when you're used to good food, if I was hungry, I would have been thrilled and thankful to have it. But, it just wasn't. And I figured if that was their sample, that the rest of it, that was probably the best they had. So,
well, I'll tell you, the top players in that now are probably Sam's Club number one.
Oh, really?
And Costco number two. Both of them sell massive units of non-perishable emergency food.
I did not know that. And we're looking online, places.
Yeah, see, both of them, and you buy them from their websites, from samsclub.com or costco.com, and they sell a variety of supply quantities from 1 year of food down to just a couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, because I hadn't even considered that. Do you have to be a member for the Sam's Club if you purchase it online?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if you have to be a member or not.
So
I would go to the website and see. If you had to join, it would cost you $40, $45 to join.
But
if you're buying a big supply of food, that's like nothing compared to the cost of the food.
Right, right. That is good information. Thank you so much.
And by the way, a year's supply of food from the warehouse clubs tends to be at a starting point of about $3,500 to as much as $6,000.
Okay.
But generally, you need only, if you're worried about most emergency situations, the recommended amount of non-perishable emergency food supply to have is 2 weeks. And then you're talking about a fraction of the cost. And if you end up buying from a supplier that the food really is just miserable eating it, then you'll be happy you only have 2 weeks' supply of it, Donna. And we have Sanjeev with us. Hi, Sanjeev. How are you?
All right, sir. How are you doing, Clark?
Great. Thank you. How can I be of service to you?
I'm a little confused with all these experts shouting up and down, you know, correction is coming, correction has gone, and now market is up and market is down. And now in January, we had higher inflation than expected. And now they're saying because of that, the Feds may increase interest rates further, quicker, or, you know, much more than they were planning to. And my thing is, if inflation is already high, wouldn't adding the interest rate getting higher, would not that add to the inflation and make it worse?
Actually, what happens is when the Federal Reserve, oh my goodness, this is going to seem so pointy-headed and dull. When the Federal Reserve takes actions that effectively raise interest rates, and they do it typically in quarter point increments, it essentially pulls money out of the economy and it slows things down. So if inflation is a problem and the Federal Reserve pushes up interest rates using the levers they can that controls the interest rates they can control, then let's take an example. So let's say they go up, like some economists believe, they're going to go up a whole nother point this year in interest rates, you know, raise it four times by a quarter point. And you have so many Americans that are running credit card balances. Credit card interest rates immediately reflect the changes in rates that the Federal Reserve Bank engineers, engineers. So when interest rates go up on credit cards, people effectively, because they're having to serve higher interest payments, it takes money out of their wallets and they have less money to spend. When when the cost of auto loans goes up, because they go up right in tandem with what the Federal Reserve does, somebody may say, you know what? I wanted that fancier stereo system in my car, but I'm not going to get that fancier audio option, because I'm going to have to pay more per month because the interest rates are higher. And so it takes the pedal off the economy a little bit.
Okay, makes sense.
And for the stock market, don't believe any supposed expert about which direction stocks are going to go, because they're making it up. They can sound really so wise, so well-trained, so intelligent, but it's just a guess. David's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, David.
Hey, Clark, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, great to have you here. How can I serve you, David?
I wanted to ask you a question about a real estate investment trust, private companies that do this. All of my retirement money is in the stock market, and I'm thinking this might help diversify my portfolio. Do you have any opinions?
I do. So REITs can be affordable or they can be expensive. REITs can have very narrow portfolios or very broad ones. And so for people who don't know what a REIT is, it's a real estate investment trust. And so a real estate investment trust might invest in office buildings that are for medical, or general office buildings, or hotels, or apartments, or storage units, or any of a number of ways they'll slice and dice real estate. And when you're looking to diversify inside your investments. My favorite strategy is to go into an ultra low cost REIT index fund, where instead of trying to bet on one particular sector of real estate, if the whole idea is to diversify away from your stock type choices that you're in, if you go into a REIT index, you're paying very low cost to be widely diversified across the real estate sector.
Well, that's good. Super.
And so the beauty of a REIT index fund is that you can buy and sell it as you wish. But if you invest directly in a REIT, guess when you can buy and sell?
I don't know.
When they tell you you can.
Oh, okay.
And so it can be a more difficult process. And depending on the size of the REIT, it may not be easily traded. But when you go into a regular REIT index fund or a REIT, so it's exchange-traded fund, depending on how you invest your investments in retirement money, either could be suitable. You're able at extremely low cost to have the flexibility of going into a broad basket of real estate or not. The cheapest of all REITs, REIT index funds, can you guess who offers that?
Not sure.
You ever heard of Vanguard?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so Vanguard is, I mean, they're the big player in low cost for investing, because it's a co-op. It's owned by its investors. And they have perhaps the biggest of the REIT index funds. And it costs minimal money to be in it. No commissions and extremely tiny management fees. And that would get you, that would get you the diversification you're looking for.
Thank you for your advice.
All right. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Hey, listeners, whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance. Then they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now, that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose the best option for you fast. It's just one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the Name Your Price tool for yourself and join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Ask Clark time. That's where you post a question for me at clark.com. Producer Joel gets to ask it for you.
Yeah, Clark Xavier wrote in and says, one of my kids wants to download the Sweatcoin app. What can you tell me about it, and is it safe?
Your kid's smart to download Sweatcoin because it's free to use on an iPhone or Android, and it nudges you to work out, and it rewards you for working out, meeting goals. It's completely free. It's just one of those things that can make a difference in your life, because some of us need to be batted over the head like I am by my fitness tracker I wear on my wrist. Again, it's called Sweatcoin, and you'll find it in the store for the iPhone or the store for the Android phones, the Google Play Store.
All right, and Bob wants to know, what's the process to get the $30 replacement iPhone battery?
Have lots and lots and lots of patience. Generally, go on the Apple website, make an appointment at the Genius Bar, go in there, say, I need a new battery for my phone. They then say, okay, we can do that in 3 or 5 weeks, and then they'll notify you when they'll be ready to do the battery in your phone, and you come back and you get it for the $29. The reality is Apple really, really messed up on this, and the battery replacement should have been free. I think the result of all the lawsuits against Apple will ultimately lead to compensation for people that Apple deceived on the phones and the batteries.
All right. Vinny says, thank you, Clark, for your suggestions on rental cars. I saved over $100 by taking your advice and reshopping rates the week before my trip. Keep up the good work.
So I got a confession to make. I was really, really busy. Did two trips in 6 days. Forgot to reshop a rental car. And the Wi-Fi wasn't working on the airplane. And I ended up paying probably more money than I would have if I followed my own advice and had reshopped my car. Always reshop. You're listening to The Clark Howard Show. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast of our show, I'd love it if you'd subscribe. Whatever your favorite podcast app is, we're pretty much there. And whether you love what you hear from me or hate it, take time to write a review. It's how we all learn from each other, is from those reviews.